preach to you tonight. We want to preach in season. We want to be led of God, anointed of the Holy Ghost. You know, I know after years and years of preaching that folks, I guess, could learn how to preach or appear to preach. I don't want that. And I'm not intelligent enough and don't have enough charisma to handle that. I've got to have God's anointing. If we get anointed to preach, then you're obligated to live what I preach. That's right. We're obligated by God to live what we hear, aren't we? Amen. We're glad for the day and glad to have the visitors, the Stiltner family here tonight. And we're glad for them. Appreciate this family and these girls here in the school. And glad to have Melinda and Michael here. And glad to have all of you here. Good crowd tonight, don't you think? You know what I mean? Large. Good and large. Huh? Now, had a good crowd tonight, don't we? Amen? And we're glad you're here. Keep youth camp on your heart. We're going to have a great time. And let's just pray the Lord to help us. It rained last year and caused some problems, and it's rained this spring. It's been quite a rainy season in one way, but I'm not complaining. They say that it's really helped the gardens. And, you know, that's good, isn't it? Since I've, got some interest in some gardens around. Got some corn in one area and some beans in another area. So it's good. Praise God. And we appreciate the young folks. How many young folks do we have here tonight that's under 20 years old? Would you stand real quick? Stand up there as tall as you can. If you're under 20... Go ahead, come on. Under 20, stand up. You're under 20. If you got a baby there under 20, just hold it up there. Stand up here if you're under 20. Don't you look at this. There, yeah, here we go. You know, that is a good 30% of this crowd, isn't it? Maybe more. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And aren't you glad they're here? Yeah. Amen. Appreciate you standing. God bless you. We've got a responsibility to the next generation. We can't leave this next generation with no path to follow. That's right. Oh, here comes another one of them old sermons. That's right. I'm going to preach if the Lord will help me. Turn to the psalm. And I'll read you some familiar scripture and then we'll read there. Appreciate your offerings and those of you that made pledges this year to the camp, and we've turned those pledges in, and several hundreds of dollars was given from this church, and others we've got $6,000 worth of material over there in a building locked up, and we have 6,000 ordered. It should be delivered in about 2 weeks. $12,000, and we're going to need about 12 more to finish that building we're working on, but I'm sure the Lord's going to provide, and nothing's cheap, but they're building new state penitentiaries just every year, and they cost a lot more than $24,000. Let's look at it in the right perspective. I'd rather build a youth camp, wouldn't you? And I'm a believer that youth camps is what keeps people out of state penitentiary. That's right. I believe it now. If I didn't believe that now, I wouldn't be wasting my time. But I believe it. I believe it's worth it. And I'm going to work on it as long as I've got breath and strength. Have the school here. I've got a couple of new visions that's hit me here in the last few months. I can see y'all looking at this. It's going to cost us. Yeah, it might. But we got a lot to do. There's a lot needs to be done. Anybody seen anything extra that needs to be done lately? Huh? Well, if you have, raise your hand. Have you seen any? That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to read to you. You stay right there on Psalms 106. I'm going to turn over here and read something familiar to you. You ready? Just hold Psalm 106 and let me read here. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. I want to turn to Proverbs here, and you just hang right there. These will be familiar scriptures to you. And I just feel like I'm not done here with this, Harley. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'm going to turn back over here to, let's see, I believe it's Psalm, I don't know, I don't look too familiar, I wrote it down there, but Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. There's a price tag on forgetting God. You pay dearly for forgetting God. There's a scripture in the prophets that says, amen, can the glory of God be seen in the land of forgetfulness? Huh? I was looking through some of my grandfather's old sermons years ago and come across a sermon, The Land of Forgetfulness. Yeah. And I thought, that's not in the Bible. But it is. The Land of Forgetfulness. All nations shall be turned into hell that forget God. Amen. Oh, man. Well, let's go to Psalm 106 here. I want to preach something to you tonight. Dear Lord, help me tonight. I preached to you the other night on idolatry. And on the fact that one of the sins of Israel, one of the national sins of Israel, amen, was idolatry. God knew it was going to happen. He told them when they went into the land of promise. He said, don't mingle with these other nations. And He said, whatever you do, don't allow your children to be passed through the fires of Molech. And I can just hear the nation say, oh, we never do anything like that. And they wasn't hardly in there, and the words left their ears till they were doing the very thing God told them they'd do if they weren't careful. And I want to tell you tonight, amen, as you see the nation of America tonight is in a shape like you've never seen before. One of the great sins of Israel and one of the great sins of America tonight is idolatry. Putting something, worshiping something, passionately putting your affections on something other than Jehovah God. Amen. The religions of this world has tried to water it down and make gray areas and join hands with one another and make one big, large religious coalition. Amen. But the Bible said that he that sinneth is of the devil. I don't matter if it's a sinning preacher, or a sinning deacon, or a sinning sinner. Sin is sin. Somebody say amen tonight. So our nation has drifted. More churches than they've ever been, but more sin than they've ever been. That tells me that the churches that are built, amen, are not doing anything to, amen, combat sin. Amen? Come on now, church. So we go, and the Bible said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The high places are built, and they're not torn down. We have a revival just long enough to get to feeling better and get our conscience suited up, but we don't tear the high places down, and that's why we go right back to the sin and the idolatry that we were before. Amen. Help me preach a little. Amen. So I'm not going to preach anymore tonight on idolatry, but I've got to preach on something else. Psalm 106, I'm preaching on the sins of a nation. And the last time I preached on idolatry, and tonight I want to preach from Psalm 106, the sins of a nation. Verse 34. Talking about the children of Israel. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen. Do you get that word? You hear that word, mingled. They did not destroy the heathens as was commanded, but they mingled among the nations. And look what happened. What did God tell them would happen? Amen. The Bible said they mingled among the nations, among the heathen, and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons. You hear that? Are y'all not with me tonight? Are y'all hot out there? You think it's hotter up here? It is. I want to try to preach to you a little. Look at this. It says, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. Who did this? Children of Israel. God's call. God's inheritance. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. I don't believe y'all listening to me. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. I want to go back tonight and read again verse 37 and 38. And I don't mean to bring your Sunday down like this, but I'm preaching on the sins of a nation, and I'm pointing out Israel's gross sins, and I'm relating it to America tonight, and it'll relate to us, the sins of a nation. Tonight the Bible said, yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. And shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters. I want to preach tonight on the slaughter of the innocent. That's the sin tonight. I'm going to preach on the sin of Israel, the sin of a nation, the sin of America, is the slaughter of the innocent. And I can already feel, nobody here feels, that this message is relative to your life. But allow me just to satisfy the burning of my heart tonight. I want to preach against abortion tonight. That's what I want to preach against. I want to preach against the shedding of innocent blood. How many Jews was killed by the Germans? How many million was it? 6 million? You know what Hitler said, Brother Mike? He said, we must do something about this Jewish thing. That's what he called it. This Jewish problem. So you know what they did? They marched little old boys and girls into a furnace of fire and burnt 6 million of them. Innocent. They put a Star of David on their little old clothes and sewed it into their clothes. A yellow Star of David. Oh, I wish you'd just bear with me. I'll not preach long. I'm going to preach this, get this off my heart. Millions of Jews, the only thing they did was they were different. Their skin weren't the same color. Mommies and daddies, men that were, and how many know, ever since I have been, the old saying was, and if there's Jewish people here, don't take this wrong, but the old saying was, a Jew can make a living on a flat rock. Y'all ever hear that old saying? Huh? If somebody was shrewd in dealing, you know what we called him? He's Jewing. Now that's not derogatory in my book. You know what that is? That's the way these people were. They were ambitious and shrewd and could make it. They'd been through it. They came to America from every country and they become successful because they'd been through the fire. Amen. The furnaces. Oh, help me. Amen. There's a great crime that has been committed when someone who is innocent, amen, becomes preyed upon, who has no way of defending himself, Brother Mike. It broke my heart as we went to the Holocaust Museum and looked, Brother Chavis, at the remains and the things and the shoes of people who had went in that exterminator and they'd taken their shoes off and they had millions, I guess, of shoes in this big old box of little old kids' shoes laying in there where they had took them little kids' shoes off, pitched them in that box and put them in a fire and burned them to a crisp. You say, how horrible. 6 million died. Somebody came knocking on the door. Mom and dad's face goes cold. They look at their babies and say, run and hide. It's the SS, the Nazis, they've come. Amen. Their world turned upside down. Their precious little ornaments, amen, ripped off the wall. Their hiding place exposed and off to the concentration camp they go. The slaughter of innocent blood. Hitler went to hell with blood on his hands. Innocent blood. Nobody to cry out for them. Nobody but God. And can I tell you, God heard every cry. And we say, how horrible. We built a Holocaust museum. Men go there and buy tickets like myself to go in and see the suffering and the carnage. 6 million died. Could I tell you, since 1973 in America, 25 million innocent babies have been murdered on American soil. And nobody says anything about it. It sure is quiet in here. You know what one of the greatest sins of Israel was? It was the slaughter of the innocent. America, Brother Mike, is so dangerously treading in the same footsteps as I studied my Bible on these sermons that I'm going to preach. America is walking right in the footsteps that Israel walked in. Oh, God help me. Y'all sitting quiet on me tonight. I don't mean to tire your day up, but I want to preach to you. Amen. The sins, the sanctity of life. Amen. The safest place that a child ought to have to dwell is in the mother's womb. Amen. It ought to be the safest place. Amen. I read this a while back. It stirred my soul. You don't care if I dwell on this a little bit tonight, do you? Huh? I want to wake you up. This is America we're talking about. We're talking about the country where the Declaration of Independence. Amen. Some of the gave us these self-evident truths. How many has ever read the Declaration of Independence? These self-evident truths they talked about. These are some of them. Men are created equal with certain unalienable rights. Do you know what those unalienable rights are? The first one. Does anybody know? Life. Humans are created by God, our Declaration of Independence said, Brother Mac. And one of those rights, those unalienable rights, is the right to live. Amen. And our Declaration of Independence gave us independence in America under Almighty God, that we could have life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. But I want to ask you, amen, what has happened to our Declaration of Independence? Amen, when all men are created equal. Amen, and wasn't it in the womb of Elizabeth? Come on now. Wasn't it in the womb of Elizabeth that John the Baptist rested? Amen, when Mary came into her presence, the Bible said that John leaped in her womb at 6 months old. He leaped in her womb for joy. Amen. Amen. The Bible, the book that is true. Amen. And let every man be a liar. You can take an infidel doctor and he can say that life does not begin at conception. But you can take your Bible and you can read where that a child 6 months, amen, conceived in the womb when the Son of God came near that child. The Bible said that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Does that sound like a living human being? When a 6-month-old babe that's never been born yet, 6 months along. Brother, they abort 6 months along every day of the year in America. They shoot that mother with a saline solution that causes, amen, that to go into her body. You're not going to like this. Amen, but I want to preach to you, we are living in a nation that has backslid so far. Amen. Oh, that she will not even protect her own innocence. Amen. But our Supreme Court in 1973, amen, gave the heathen doctors of our nation, amen, the privilege to go and invade a mother's womb. Amen. And destroy that child. Amen. Without anybody going in its defense. Amen. Come on now. I'm telling you, we're going to go to judgment, amen, for the slaughter of the innocent lives, 25 million since 1973, and who knows how many, amen, in the back alleys of America, amen, where, amen, has our nation gone tonight, and the church is singing lullabies, amen, and trying to, amen, drum up some charismatic lullaby, amen, when our nation is slaughtering the innocent of our land. Where's the heart of our people? Where is our church tonight? I'm preaching on the sins of a nation. Amen. That saline solution is supposed to destroy that child. Amen. But many times, Sister Lois, that little baby is born. Amen. And it cries out. Documented time after documented time, that little child cries out on that surgery table, and that nurse don't know what to do with it. Many times they just reach over and choke the little neck off until the breath leaves and it dies. Sometimes they just throw them out into the trash can. You're not liking this. Amen. I don't like it either. Amen. But brother, there'll be 1.5 million this year. Amen. There's almost as many abortions as there are live births in America. Oh, come on now. I'm going to preach and expose, amen, the sins of a nation. Amen. Those sins are, amen, the destroying and the slaughter. Amen. The land is polluted. Amen. These tree huggers and ozone watchers, amen, are worried about pollution. I'll tell you the pollution I'm worried about. It's the blood. It's on the hands of American judges and American doctors and American men and American women who have slaughtered little babies and had nobody to protect them. Y'all believe this or not? You see, the church should be an odd crowd. There's no argument over whether a child ought to be killed for incest or rape or anything else. There's no question. You don't murder a life no matter what the situation. Amen. And I'll tell you, the Republican Party is bickering over whether or not to accept this or that or the other in the platform. I'll tell you right now, if you are a child of God, you don't believe in going and invading the privacy of a woman's, amen, body and destroying that child. I'll tell you, a mother that's not willing to give her life for her child is not, ought to never get expectant with child. Amen. Come on now. And you say, hey, brother, I don't understand, amen, your position. You need to read your Bible. I'll tell you, the sanctity and the value of life is beginning degraded. Amen. Jack Kevorkian is on the rampage. Amen. Because life is worth nothing. They take the aborted fetuses of women and put collagen in facial cream. One woman gives a child to die, and the flesh of that child is used to make another woman fair in complexion. I'll tell you it's gross. I'll tell you it's heinous. I'll tell you it's devilish. I'll tell you the devil has got in men's brains and he's got in men's hearts. Amen. It's no telling who will be next. Amen. Come on now. Sure, they're going to pick on the innocent and the weak first, and then they'll go to the nursing home. Amen. And they'll say the quality of life is not what it ought to be. Amen. We'll start right here. Amen. Amen. Just cut her oxygen off. Amen. Just leave her in there to die. I'm going to tell you, amen, Israel backslid when she lost the value, amen, of life. Amen. But listen, amen, we're going to come to judgment. Amen. John the Baptist leaped in the mother's womb. Amen. But we've lost our, amen, reverence, amen, for the living.
Oh, you're not helping me.
I've told this before. You probably heard it. There's a woman that was over the anti-abortion. Amen. And I'm for that. I'm for any anti-abortion, anything that'll save a life. I'm for it. This woman was putting out posters, Brother Mike. And she, you might have seen that poster. Sister Karen, you've probably seen that poster of that trash can, them little babies, them little aborted babies in that trash can. She had that laying on her desk. She's getting ready to put that up at a rally. Her little girl came in, toddling in, just a little 5-year-old girl, little girl. And she looked up on her desk and seen that poster, and she just, and she said, Mommy, who broke the baby? Who broke the baby? Who did it? y'all not helping me? Am I doing any good or not? Is this worth preaching? Should I preach on this or not? This is a sin of a nation. It's no coincidence. Ever heinous nation. Amen. Pharaoh. Amen. Moses had to get put in a little weaving ark to escape the blade of Pharaoh. Amen. They had to escape into Egypt with Jesus. Amen. To escape Herod. He's wanting to kill the over 2-year-old baby. Huh? There's something the devil loves. You see that little old child. It's so sweet and innocent. And he loves them so much. The devil knows it. So the devil gets his snarly hand down, and if he can, he'll gore that little old child. Amen. He'll get it in the heart of the leaders of a nation to get so spineless and so wicked that they won't stand up in defense of a little old unborn child. Amen. Oh, how many of you have ever seen those ultrasounds and seen that little old thumb in its mouth? Huh? Anybody ever seen that? Amen. I wonder what that is. Amen. Oh, David said, amen, when I was in my mother's womb, the psalmist said, amen, I was cast upon the Lord from my mother's womb, from my mother's belly. I have praised thee. That's what the psalmist said. Amen. From the A, you don't know what they're thinking. If John the Baptist could be touched by the Spirit of God, amen, in his mother's womb, I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to stand on the judgment seat of God Almighty. Amen. And 25 million little voices are going to cry out, this is the man, amen, this is the woman that allowed me to die without ever seeing the light of day or smelling a flower or seeing the sunshine. Oh, you're not with me. Their cries have died down. Their consciousness got hard. Amen. It doesn't bother us like it ought to. Amen. Just like the drums of Tophet, when they would offer their children, amen, to those idol gods, they beat them drums so loud, it drowned out the cries. I'll tell you, it ought to fire every mother and every daddy in America up. The cry of their baby ought to send them to an altar of prayer. In the 1800s, men were in slavery. And Abraham Lincoln said it right. He said, if there's nothing wrong with slavery, then there ain't nothing wrong. For one man to own another, he said, our Declaration of Independence states that all men are equal. And you've heard of the Dred Scott Act. Was when the Supreme Court passed that a black man was not a man. Dred Scott Act. It was passed that a Negro man, that's why the way it was stated, he was not a human being. He was have not the rights of a white man. That's right. And Abraham Lincoln, they call him the great emancipator. He stood on the Bible principles. And he said, if there's nothing wrong with slavery, then there's nothing wrong. Period. Come on, church. Say amen. You church folk know better than this, don't you? Huh? That's right. And so, amen. My question to you tonight, if slavery was wrong, how much more wrong is abortion? Huh? 1973, Roe versus Wade. But now the woman who was she Roe or Wade in this? I don't remember, but the woman that was the one that was suing the courts is now supposedly a Christian and travels anti-abortion. But the court ruling has been passed. It is now legal. Any time, federal law, that baby. Y'all don't like this. I don't know why the Lord laid this on my heart. And I don't mean to make it bad. But I was listening to the radio the other day, and the representative Hyde is from Illinois, I believe. And they were trying to get a law passed that would outlaw abortions, 8-month abortions. The method of abortion was that child was partially born. They allowed it to be partially born. What that means is, and I need to just tell you this, I want you to listen to me. I'm talking about America. Partial birth means that the head was exposed enough to stick a needle in its cranium and suck its brains out. You don't like to hear that, do you? But that's what they were arguing about in the Capitol building. Whether to allow them to suck a little baby's brains out with a hypodermic needle or some kind of syringe needle. Should our country be discussing whether that's right or wrong? 8 months. I want you to see this, because I want you to know God's getting ready to wipe this nation off the face of the earth. You've never been heartbroken. You never went through this, and I don't want to get into no detail. You've never been heartbroken. You deal with some little old kids that's parents have abused them. Oh, God. Men that would use their own daughters in America. God's going to get fed up with it. The shedding of innocent blood. Brother Kenny, them little old babies. Amen. They deserve, Brother Charlie, to be protected with our very life. And right in that home where they ought to be the safest. Amen. Daddies, many times boyfriends, slamming little youngins against the wall, burning them in scalding hot water in the bathtub. Amen. Where is this going on? Amen. One woman passed out drunk, left her two little boys in the car with the windows rolled up. They suffocated to death while she was passed out in the bar. Yeah. Amen. Listen to me. You know what's happened? Amen. I'll tell you what's happened. It's just like, amen, the king walking on the wall. Brother Ralph preached. He's got his royal garments on, and one woman comes to him and says, amen, yesterday we ate my child. Today we were supposed to eat her child. And now she's hid her child and won't cook her child.
You've never seen none of that gross on a movie, have you?
Huh?
Now wait, Brother Rock, did I hear right? Did I hear her say right in this case?
Yesterday we ate my child. Ate. The Bible said they sodden their children. They put them in a pot. That's what sodden means. They put them in a pot and they cooked them over an open fire till they were done and ate their flesh. Who did that? Israel. Where did they ever get in? I want to ask you something. Does this sound like America to you? Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Social workers are running rampant today because mother and daddy, amen, don't care what happens to the innocent. Whoa! Whoa! The shedding of innocent blood has polluted the streets of America. Amen, Philadelphia. 1776, the Declaration of Independence. The streets of Philadelphia today are polluted, amen, with the blood of innocent boys and innocent girls, amen, because America has forgotten God.
That's it.
Yeah. Who broke the baby, Mommy? 600,000 American people lost their lives to stop slavery. 600,000 North and South soldiers, 600,000 lost their lives to give freedom to the black folk. That was one of the issues among several. I wonder who's going to lose their lives to stop the shedding of blood for the innocent. America. America. Don't sodden your own children to satisfy your own cravings. Some young teenage girl don't want to get fat, so she murders. Some young boy don't want the responsibility, so he suggests murder. I'm telling you, they treat these abortion clinic nurses and staff, they treat them, they said they have to treat them for the same type of symptoms of battle fatigue. They burn out. They go down. They lose it. Too many cries they're trying to muffle out. I know this wasn't pleasant on a Sunday night, but I want to preach on the sins of a nation. Amen. Abner and Joab, the two generals of the split Israel camps, the Bible said they said to each other, "Let the young men rise and play that we may observe them." They picked out young men from both sides and they just went out while the two generals sat there and watched them slay one another in a field just to get their appetite and their adrenaline flowing for the battle. They went to one another and the men just stabbed each other and fell dead in the field. The taste of blood. The slaughter of the innocent to satisfy the hunger of a carnal appetite. If America gets off, God would have to resurrect Hitler and get him out of hell. Y'all not helping me. America, you've killed your innocent. Their blood is on your hands. All nations shall be turned into hell. And every nation that forgets God. Would you stand with me? Preaching on that tonight. I want you to be awake. I want you to understand you're in a country that is destined for judgment. We've got a duty. We've got a responsibility. We can get hard and we can just sit idly by, or we can begin to cry out in defense of these innocent. Huh? Can we or not, church? Let's bow our heads, oh God. Oh Lord. Oh God, I've done my best to preach the gospel of God. Oh God, I hope you said it all. For their nation, for their leaders. God, help us cry aloud and spare not. Oh God, would you send revival to the remnant somewhere in America tonight? Would you, Lord, deal with some young woman to change her mind put the little fella up for adoption, give it to a relative, let it live. Let it live. God, would you help our poor, backslid, lost nation? Put a heart back in our people, God. God, put a heart back in our men and women of America. Put a fight back in them for life to live. God, bring us all back to the truth of the gospel. Help us, God, to stand for right. Be pure and holy before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to ask you to pray with us tonight. Come right on to an altar and let's pray. If you're not saved, you ought to come. You ought to not be on the devil's side. You ought to come and get saved. If you're cold on God, you ought to not just be lukewarm and, amen, scatter abroad. You ought to come and give your heart to God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, church, bear with me, bear with me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. I want us to pray for our nation tonight. I want us to pray for our church and pray for our people. Pray for our young girls and boys. Put in them a sacredness of life. Help us, God, to cherish the fruit, the inheritance that you've given us in our children. Help us stand against sin and wickedness.